A small Melbourne brewery is taking on beer giant Carlton and United Breweries in court over the trademark of more than 50 retired beer labels. Thunder Road Brewing Company wants to use the labels, arguing the marks represent Australia's rich beer heritage. But CUB says the labels are part of the company's own history. There'll be a hearing in Melbourne tomorrow. Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.
In pubs around Australia, beer drinkers are enjoying craft beers from small breweries.
Well, I think it's just a change. It's a boutique beer. It's something different. It's like our food taste. We try different things and, I just enjoy it.
We're all just drinking boutique beers at the moment, and they just taste better. You're supporting regional growers. You know where it comes from. It's local. And you just want to support the locals.
Thunder Road Brewing Company in the inner Melbourne suburb of Brunswick is capitalising on changing tastes. Already it's revived historic beer recipes like Brunswick Bitter. Now it wants to bring back more than 50 beer labels from Queensland to Victoria so that beers like Ballarat Bitter or Cairns Draft will be back on tap in pubs. Thunder Road CEO Philip Withers says CUB hasn't been using the marks.
We claim that they've actually been hoarding these trademarks, they've been banking these trademarks, and that's in order to maintain their domination of the Australian brewing industry. There's some great examples of regional labels, for example, Richmond Lager, and the actual name Richmond. That was a brewery that was shut down soon after it was sold and bought by CUB in the 1960s. The marks virtually disappeared. Nobody remembers that mark. Then there are marks from the mid-19th century, such as McCracken's. Again, that's a mark that reflects the history of Australian brewing, and that's a history that we want to tell.
To put an analogy, that if somebody walked to Holton and said, look, you know, you haven't made Monaro for a couple of years, we're going to take it from you, and I think most people would think that's an unreasonable proposition.
Carlton and United Breweries Director of Corporate Relations, Jeremy Griffith, he says Thunder Road should be creating its own history.
Oh, look, it's great that Thunder Road's out there and brewing beer, but fundamentally, these are our beers. These are part of our history, our heritage. They're really important to us. They go to what we are as an organisation. So, yeah, absolutely, we want to defend it. And what we'd encourage Thunder Road to do is, you know, make beer, but make their own history and make their own heritage.
Fiona Melbourne is the co-owner of the popular inner-city pub, Mrs Palmer's. 7 years ago, it became the first Melbourne pub to exclusively stock boutique beers.
Personally, I would love to try a beer that they were drinking in 1880 in the Gold Rush. So for a passionate beer lover, I'm all for it. It is our history. It's not just CUB's history, it is our history. I know I'd like to try it, and I certainly know that the punters are very interested in it as well.
Associate Professor Michael Handler from the University of New South Wales says the size of the case is unusual, but CUB will have a strong argument to retain the marks.
Seems arguable that CUB, for many of its marks that are being challenged, does have this residual reputation. Many consumers, you know, particularly of beers or craft beers, might be aware of the history of these marks and associate them with CUB. Now, if another party were to come along, start using those marks, but without a licence from CUB, that might generate a degree of confusion in the marketplace. And that's a factor that's often highly important for the registrar in working out whether to use discretion to keep a mark on the register.
Professor Handler says even if Thunder Road wins the case, CUB could pursue its argument of residual reputation using other avenues.
And it can rely on that reputation to, say, bring an action against Thunder Road under the Australian Consumer Law, or maybe in passing off, for example, if Thunder Road decides to start using the marks. And that's the case even if CUB ends up having its registered trademarks removed.
The hearing begins in Melbourne at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.